Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 4 of 4 on what to listen for in Scripture, and it's based on Acts 20, verse 27. I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. The fourth and final element of music is what has been called tone color or timbre, which can be defined as that quality of sound produced by a particular medium of musical tone production. To put that simpler, in other words, timbre in music is analogous to color in painting. To illustrate, just as most people can immediately tell the difference between the colors of red and blue, most can just as easily discern the difference in tone of a violin and a trumpet, or in voice between a soprano and a bass. There is a natural danger here, however. While each of us will like certain instruments, we will dislike others and be tempted to concentrate only on the former and avoid the latter. But the wise listener seeks to appreciate every instrument, realizing that the composer uses each one for a particular purpose. A melody could be played equally well, for example, on any one of a dozen instruments, but the composer chooses the instrument with the tone color that best expresses the meaning behind his idea. For example, a piccolo would hardly be appropriate to play the tune chosen for John Newton's great hymn, Amazing Grace. But I think there are very few listeners who are not captivated when he hears it played on the bagpipes. Now, how does all this apply to our analogy of listening to Scripture? Simply that every theme in it, every melody along with its enhancing harmony, expresses exactly what the composer desired. Further, it is critical that we appreciate each of these, even though certain ones might appeal to us more than others. Our text is part of Paul's farewell message to the Ephesian elders in Miletus. Among several exhortations, Paul challenged these pastors to do what he himself had done, and that is to preach all the counsel of God. The word counsel is the Greek boule, which means will, purpose, or intention. They were never to, therefore, hold back any truths concerning God's purpose in the revelation of Christ, but rather proclaim all of it. This obviously includes all the doctrines God has revealed, since all biblical doctrines flow from the nature, character, and work of Christ. So, to make this practical, while there are certain issues we would prefer not to deal with, such as quote-unquote melodies, such as this must be played, likewise, we must be very careful not to play only certain quote-unquote songs to the exclusion of all others. Some Bible teachers, for example, are so focused on eschatology and prophecy that they preach nothing else and build their entire ministry on this one subject. Still others avoid any quote-unquote sad ballads of rebuke or exhortation, which they call negative preaching, and then rather croon only happy little tunes that make people feel good. Well, what a blessing indeed music is. The more we listen to it, the more we love and appreciate it in whatever form it takes. How much more so is our affection and adoration of Scripture? It is indeed the harmony of heaven. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses add to our thoughts today? Matthew 28:20 and John 14:26. Our next episode is part 1 of 3 on the believer's relationship to God's Word, and is based on Psalm 1, verses 2 and 3. His delight is in the law of the Lord, a tree planted by the rivers of water. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend, I pray that you will each day seek God.